Todd.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Captured at the Canadian border after a traffic violation in a car that's not his, a Jacksonville, Florida area 15-year-old boy accused of stealing his grandmother's car and who is a person of interest in her death.
CBP officers at the Peace Bridge encountered Logan Mott, who had made a wrong turn onto the bridge. During the primary inspection, officers became aware that Mr. Mott was the subject of a warrant for Grand Theft Auto out of Florida.
Aaron Bowker with the Border Patrol in Buffalo, New York.
Primary officers conducted their interview. They were able to take him into custody. There were no other issues.
There is still a manhunt for a gray Toyota, which police in Lake County, Florida, says was involved with a possible road rage shooting on the Florida Turnpike. A man and a teenage girl inside another car were injured by flying glass and metal shards, not by the bullets riddling their car. Family, friends, and law enforcement officers are in El Paso, Texas, having just attended funeral services for a Border Patrol agent who died last weekend from head and other injuries. There's an investigation into the death of Rogelio Martinez and whether foul play was involved or whether it was an accident. Monday at a federal agency in Washington, there's curiosity about whether two people will show up to assume the same job as acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. The outgoing director appointed one person and President Trump appointed somebody else. Ed Mirzwinski with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says the law is clear on this.
In the Enabling Act of this agency, it is very clear that the deputy director steps in for the director. So the courts will have to decide it.
Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government, is no fan of the agency.
There isn't a situation where the director resigns. The law specifically is if the director is in the hospital and unable to perform their duties kind of situation.
The Bureau's forced misbehaving banks to return more than $12 billion to consumers. You're listening to ABC News.
Get the year's best Serta mattress deals right now during the Serta Black Friday event. Don't miss this once-a-year deal on premium luxury and comfort savings. Choose the incredibly comfortable Serta iComfort sleep system and get a free box spring. Or customize your comfort and save up to an incredible $1,200 on a Serta adjustable set. Don't miss the Serta Black Friday event. Our best deals on our best mattresses end soon. Hurry in today. Find your local retailer at SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta Comfort today at America's Mattress, two locations in Tucson, or at Furniture Connection in Tucson.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
I'm Kega, 9 on your side. Chief Meteorologist Aaron Christensen. Looking ahead, we are expecting our record heat to continue all the way through Monday. Our 88-degree high Saturday will break a record 122-year strong. 86 degrees set back in 1894. Sunday's 90 will also be a record, and Monday's 88, a record as well. Find First Warning Weather at KGUN9.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 104.1 KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. And the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order. 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Welcome to another delicious hour on radio. In fact, it is the most delicious hour on radio, and we have dedicated this entire hour to the spirit of legends. We are broadcasting live from the epicenter of legends in Southern Arizona. In fact, we're going to call this entire hour legendary in its own right because we are broadcasting live right here, right now, from the Legends Bar and Grill at the Omni Tucson National Resort. It is November 25th. It is 82 degrees outside. There is not a cloud in the sky. We are overlooking the majestic 18th hole of the gorgeous, award-winning, world-class golf course out here at the Omni Tucson National Resort. General Manager Jeff White says the views are complimentary, so we have Jeff to thank. But there's also someone else that we have to thank because he has reserved this hour for us because he's one of the busiest guys on the local food and beverage scene, helping us to celebrate this legendary happy hour out here at Legends Bar and Grill. He is a sales consultant for Shamrock Foods and two-time Iron Chef of Tucson. Put your hands together for my good friend, Danny Perez.
Matthew
Danny,
Russell.
Nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you as well, bud.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
To you as well.
I mean, I want to get your sense on what you're digging on these days, what you're grooving on these days in the local food and beverage scene, but I would be remiss, Danny Perez, if I were not to ask you. You know, you have a sophisticated palate. You have the hands of a craftsman. Thanks. Is one of the culinary experiences that we spend all year waiting for on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. How does a highly decorated and credentialed chef here in Southern Arizona celebrate Thanksgiving? How do you work to prepare a wonderful meal for your family at home?
You just got to let your mom cook. That's ultimately the only way to do it. No, you put your head together, you figure out what everybody else is bringing, and then kind of decide. You know, there's a lot of families out there that do a plethora of buffet options when it comes to it. Obviously, turkey and the traditional pairings with the turkey are a must. At my house this Thursday, we ended up having a sweeter stuffing, and then a savory stuffing, so a little more herby, sage, etc. in it. But there was another one that had some raisins in it. That kind of set it apart a little bit. And then mom goes all out with marshmallow bedding through the layer of sweet potatoes that exist in her cooking pan.
Oh, my goodness.
So every bite has to have a marshmallow piece in it. In addition to that, I like to throw in some variables. So, you know, we made some nice ricotta pasta with some meatballs. Just be different.
Just another day at the Danny Perez house. We just made some ricotta pasta. You know, be different. So what was Thanksgiving like at your home when you were growing up? I mean, was it a big deal then as it is now?
Well, I'll tell you that up until the last 2 years in this new life that I have, my Thanksgiving was always at work.
That's right.
In the kitchen, feeding everybody else. And so when I did get an opportunity to escape and not be at work, you know, my mom always would do another protein besides turkey. Right. She always liked to have another protein besides turkey. So whether it was a salmon, some ham, prime rib at times. So it was always a lot to choose from. All the friends came over. It was definitely a five-stop place over at the Perez house.
Just a full spectrum of proteins on the Perez table
you
on
had
Thanksgiving.
To have it. Yeah, you had
totally
to have it.
So, before we talk about what you're loving on the food and beverage scene, it would be a disservice to our listeners were we not to hoist our pints high. You know, whenever we're at Legends, we love to go local. You know, they got a great craft beer scene here. And, again, we're broadcasting al fresco.
I mean, it's beautiful out here.
We've got the Sonoran Desert in surround sound. We've got local suds that we're raising. I've chosen, one of the great IPAs in town, the Dragoon IPA. What are you drinking there, dude?
I got a nice Barrio Blonde.
A nice Barrio Blonde. Taking a nice and chill.
Yeah, why not?
A little light here.
Yeah,
here we go.
It's a nice little weather.
Mm. so dig what's happening on the local craft beer scene, and I want to tease our listeners in just a few minutes. Jeremy Hildebrand from Sentinel Peak Brewing Company is going to be breaking some news on this very show. He's sitting right here. I can't take it anymore.
It's going to be amazing to hear exactly what he has to say, in addition to the description of the hair surrounding his face. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well.
And I wonder if maybe we can get Mrs. Hildebrand to call in and share with our listeners what she thinks of the Movember evolution that has cast across his very handsome face. Anyway, what are you loving on the food and beverage scene these days, man?
You know, the energy. I think if you really think about what's going on out there and what Tucson is all about, you know, my peers all through Shamrock and what they're seeing and what we're doing and trying to get new customers and trying to, you know, advise customers and consult customers on what the options are out there with so many vendors. All we keep seeing is just high energy. Yes, you know, the up and down of the season came through, but you can't beat the weather. So al fresco dining is still around 3 days after Thanksgiving.
No kidding.
So the energy, I think, overall with the chefs and what everybody's doing, you know, between Travis and Obi and the guys over at PY Steak,
right.
You can't beat it. You know, they just had Bacon Fest. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I was just out at the PY Steakhouse last week doing the show for Roderick Ledesma's inaugural appearance on this
those
show.
Those little brothers over there for me.
Star. Yeah, I first met him through your family over there at your former employer. But last time you were on the show, I loved the story that you were telling about Shamrock. You know, you're not just a guy that is selling product to your customers, because you bring a whole suite of services depending on whatever your customers' needs are. Danny Perez is going to fill them.
So, Matt, it's been a year since I left the kitchen. This month has been a year since I left the kitchen, and the learning that I've had with, you know, interacting with customers that are privately owned restaurants, operators of hotels, smaller country clubs, etc. You're just blown away by the passion and effort that it is that. So it's been nice to see all of that. Adding to it, you know, I always tell people I'm a chef in a sales outfit just for the day.
That's the full package, man.
But, you know, being able to share, you know, ideas, support them, giving them opportunities to see what else is out there, comparing apples to apples to everything that is out there has been a lot of fun.
And on this show, as we say every Saturday, we celebrate local. We celebrate the local stories and the local fascination with what's happening here. And I love the fact that Shamrock Foods was born in Tucson, Arizona.
1922,
crazy.
Shamrock Farms. Midtown, the McClellan family decided to start a dairy, and here we are all these years after being, you know, prime vendor in the Southwest.
I dig it.
You know, we're all over Southern California, New Mexico, Colorado. But when it comes to Tucson, when it comes to the roots, we love to be able to partner with locally operated restaurants and say, hey, you sell from a local company.
Right. A Tucson treasure indeed.
Absolutely.
As is our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He is a sales consultant with Shamrock Foods and two-time Iron Chef of Tucson, Danny Perez. Danny, always fun hanging and
having
a beer with
you,
man.
But always.
Well, the time has come, ladies and gentlemen, for our next guest to make a bit of an announcement. And we were talking about the local craft beer scene, and I love that Tucson is a legitimate craft beer leader in the Southwest. Nay, in fact, in the country, USA Today did a great ranking. Tucson, like per capita, based on breweries per person, is like growing and growing. And one of the guys that is responsible for putting Tucson on the craft beer map is sitting with us right now. He's from Sentinel Peak Brewing Company, and his name is Jeremy Hildebrand. Jeremy, what's going on, man?
How's it going today?
Great.
Good to see you. Good
How's
to see you.
Going?
Great to be here.
How's it going?
I know.
Take a look around,
I
dude.
Know. This is beautiful, isn't it? I just can't believe it. There's nothing to stop looking at here. It's great.
Well, I tell
it's
you what, great. My hat is off to you and your business partners over there at Sentinel Peak.
Thanks.
Three working firefighters.
That's true.
Who love to make beer, who love the story that beer represents, you know, across the culinary scene.
Right.
Great pairing opportunities. But you are first responders first. That is the spirit that guides the work that you do over there at Sentinel Peak. So this community, our hat is off to you, Jeremy.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's quite a task to have two full-time jobs, but somehow we all pull it off, and we have great wives and great families.
I love it. And it's all about the wives and the families.
I know.
It's the support.
It's the support group.
Without the support.
I'm nothing without mine.
It's absolutely
Agreed.
The support group, man.
Absolutely.
We're nothing without them.
Last time you were on the show, we were grooving on some barbecue.
That's right.
You were doing with Rusty Truck. And so
We
love talking about the developments coming out of your shop. Now, since you've been on the show, you guys are doing some canning these days.
We are. We're canning. And we're canning the Salida del Sol Mexican Amber, which is our most popular distributed beer. it's we distribute through Young's Market, and we've been across a lot in Phoenix, a lot in Tucson, some in Flagstaff and in Yuma, and we decided, hey, let's put it in a can and get into some new markets outside of restaurants and bars.
That's why Chris Cohen is busy these days,
yes.
Putting your beer in two places,
in a lot of places.
And awesome, so, and how fast that growth for you, man. Congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's been a We were going to can again a couple weeks ago. It just didn't work out, so we'll be canning another round. We sold out of our first batch in about 2 weeks. And so, as you know, our system is kind of small, so it takes us a while to rev up and to build everything so that we can do another canning session. So it's been good, and the response has been fantastic. It's been great.
Well, duh.
Yeah, it's good beer.
Okay, so, you know, you've got some news here.
I do.
You know, our listeners, and I'm getting texts saying, okay, what's the story? I said, yeah. I can't say. Jeremy,
I know. You're like a vault.
It's like a gag order.
I know.
I've signed all these NDAs. I can't say a word.
I wrote them myself. I don't know how they'd stand up in court.
So anyway, if I had a snare drum here, I would do a drum roll.
Right.
You have some exciting things to share with our listeners. The time has come for you to break some news right here, right now, exclusively on the Menu Live. Jeremy Hildebrand, what say you, brother?
It's sure, Mr. Russell. I think you know, and I think a lot of our customers know, that we're struggling to keep up with demand of our beer. And we realized this about 2 years ago. We're entering into our fourth year now. We make as much as we can. We brew 5, 6, 7 times a week, but we just cannot keep up with demand. So what we realized is, hey, we need to get a bigger brew system. And about 5 months ago, maybe 6 months ago, as luck would have it, I'm drinking a Dragoon IPA right now. Dragoon said, hey, we're going to sell our system. And we said, we'll take it.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
So you're...
Oh, I hide stuff from you all the time. So we said, we'll take it. We'll take it. And then we said, where are we going to put it?
Where are we going to deal with this?
And they said, chill out. It's going to take us a little bit. You know, our we're waiting for our new system. It's going to come in, this, that, and the other. And so for the past, you know, 5 months, we've been freaking out because there's a timetable on we're getting this system, and we literally have nowhere to put it. And the truth is, with the system that we have in our space right now, we're completely maxed out. So all of this kind of came together at a good time when they offered us a new system, and those guys are great, and we couldn't be happier. So we looked around town, and we thought we found a spot, and it fell through. And we looked around town, we thought we found a spot, and it fell through. And we looked around town, we thought we found a spot, and it fell through. Well, we just signed a lease on a spot.
A new spot.
Very a new
cool.
spot.
An additional
A second location.
Spot. A second location for
a
Sentinel
second
Peak.
A second location for Sentinel Peak.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this one is going to primarily be focused on – we're not leaving the brew pub.
Okay.
Right, because we got a good thing going there with the ribs.
And that's not any brew pub. That is Tucson's
only Midtown brew
Midtown
pub.
Brew pub.
That's right. So we found a new space. We worked out all the logistics. We figured it out, and we signed the lease, and we're going to open a second location.
Where?
And it's going to be downtown.
Oh!
Nice.
And it's going to be downtown.
Nice.
Thank you. I got chills because still not sure how this is going to happen.
So
but we signed a lease.
Sentinel Peak Brewing Company is going to have a second location. Mm-hmm. You're opening up downtown. Where downtown?
The address is actually 330 South Tool. We will share a wall with Rocks and Ropes.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah,
great.
We will share a wall. So if
know the space really well.
Yeah, so if you're familiar with that, it's going to put us between Thunder Canyon and Barrio. And we're going to be right in between the two. And, in fact, I really want to, you know, give credit to Steve and Dennis from those two institutions.
Right
as
on.
Soon as we knew that we were going to sign, I wrote them and said, listen, this is what we're thinking about doing. We're coming to your neighborhood. I want to be honest. And they said, welcome. The more the merrier. Get down here as soon as you can.
And that's the collaborative spirit that defines the craft beer community, the local restaurant community. You're right, Danny
Absolutely.
Perez. That's Tucson.
Yeah.
So how big is the space?
So the space that we're in right now, let me start with that. When we first got it, it was about 3,000 square feet. We added on 1,500 in a patio, but our brew area is still only about 1,500 square feet. This one is going to be 8,000 square feet.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? I know. You can throw a baseball in there and not hit the other wall.
And Danny will. and if he doesn't, his son will. I can assure you that.
And then there's also an area for a tap room that we're going to have to build out, but initially it's just going to be for production because we cannot keep up with demand. I asked my head brewer to come in on Thanksgiving to do some stuff because we are just so behind. And so he gratefully did, and he's awesome. Corey's the best. But it'll be 8,000 feet of production. It'll be about roughly, you know, 2,000 square feet of a tap room when that comes. And
be doing food there as well?
No.
Okay.
We will not be doing food there. That's going to be production. It's zoned differently, so we don't have to do the food. So the food will still be at Sentinel Peak on Grant and Swan. the barbecue, like I said, the smoker is rocking and rolling, and everything down there is just doing great. So that's it. That's the news.
I love it, man. Congratulations. That's big news. No matter where you are in southern Arizona, you will be close to a Sentinel Peak tasting room.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you and your team. Really excited for you. I think you got to be now. Would this be the first brewery in Tucson that has more than one location? Thunder Cannon closed out in Foothills Mall.
But they have one in the airport.
Okay.
And then Barrio has one in the airport in Mesa.
In Mesa, okay.
But we'll have two in Tucson.
You've already made history. Jeremy Hildebrand from Sentinel Peak Brewing Company. Congratulations.
You,
I can't wait to walk that new space.
Thank you.
A little private tour. Have a beer.
You and me.
I'm all over it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Thanks, sir.
Thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be shifting from suds to spirits. And whenever we're talking spirits here at the Omni Tucson National Resort, we are talking to the Lord of the Libation Landscape here. Jeff White, the general manager of the Omni Tucson National Resort, is our special guest on this other side of the break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies, Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. It's all about fresh. Ultra premium, first cold press. And trust me, these distinctions make a world of difference in extra virgin olive oils. And some of my favorite flavors of the world are now on tap at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Stop in today to learn what the Southern Hemisphere tastes like. From the mild Arbosana from Chile, a delicate oil with notes of green almond and banana, to the Picholin from Australia, a big and pungent oil that delivers loads of spice and pepper on your palate. Sample more than 20 gourmet olive oils in Alfonso's portfolio, along with a delicious lineup of aged balsamic vinegars that will transform your home into an Italian marketplace. And while you're there, discover some great gift ideas for your next party, try out some fun kitchen accessories, and sign up for their series of community cooking classes and other special events throughout the year. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from a legendary happy hour at the Legends Bar and Grill at the magnificent Omni Tucson National Resort. This is a great happy hour, folks. We're hanging out on the patio, surrounded by Southern Arizona in all of its splendor. We've got a selection of starters for $7 and under. We got select drafts for just $3. We have $4 well cocktails, $6 select signature cocktails, all happening out here right now with our celebrity co-host, sales consultant from Shamrock Foods, Danny Perez. What's happening now, Danny? I'm almost without words.
I think they just gave you the signal that you'll need an Uber tonight. Because the cocktails that Matt just got in front of him look amazing.
Well, when things are shaking and stirring at the Omni Tucson National Resort, there is a man at the center of all of the sounds. He is the personality that defines this magnificent space, and I know he's going to say it takes a village, and frankly, his team is one of the best teams, I think, on the culinary and cocktail scene to work with, and he is certainly no stranger to our audience, the general manager here at the Omni Tucson National Resort. I almost feel like standing up to say, hey, to Jeffrey White is here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I just hang out here at your home away from home.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming you go home. You have like a real home.
Eventually.
Sometimes.
At some point.
I take a look around here, and you're like, you know what? The views, the energy out here, the vibe. You know, I'm seeing the sunset over the Tucson Mountains over here. I'm seeing the way the colors kind of cascade over the 18th green. I see the golfers coming in saying, would that guy shut up? I'm trying to do a birdie here.
No doubt.
Anyway, congratulations to you and your team for all your success.
Thank you. And you're right. It's a great team. And it's a great Omni team, in fact. I mean, the company is known for our food and beverage. We're very food and beverage forward. We're always doing all sorts of different promotions and events and whatnot. And so it's a great company to work for.
And speaking of great promotions and events, here we are at Legends Bar and Grill. Legendary in its own right.
Yes.
And when we're thinking about coming out here, we talked about the spirit of local. We've got great craft beers here. I love the energy in the bar. The patio is unbeatable. But the holidays are, we're right in the middle of holidays. Christmas
80-something degrees, but they're right there.
That's right. We're almost there. And so you've got this really fun thing happening.
We do.
To kind of correspond with the most well-known song that gets us excited about the holidays. And you want to do something fun and playful with it. What's going on?
So what we've launched is we've got the 12 cocktails or the 12 drinks of Christmas to coincide with the 12 days of Christmas.
The 12 days, and I believe we have one representing each day sitting in front of Danny Perez.
This is going to be fun.
So 12 cocktails of Christmas. How fun.
Yeah, so we've got a cocktail for each day of the song, paired with the different ingredients of that cocktail. It's running now through the end of the year. But what's really cool is starting on the 14th of December, we're going to count down all the way to Christmas Day. And so starting with the 12 drummers drumming all the way down to the partridge and the pear tree, each one of those cocktails on that specific day will be on our happy hour menu.
Okay, so you literally have named the cocktail after that day.
Literally.
Okay, so so there is a Six Geese a Laying cocktail called that cocktail.
There is.
Okay, so, but the cocktails are available now.
They're available now. Okay. Yep, now through the end of the year.
So, Matt, what he's saying is you can have 5 golden rings with 9 ladies dancing anytime between now and Christmas.
Anytime between now and Christmas.
Yes, please. So, where did this whole idea come up with? This is fun.
Omni, like I said, it's a corporate promotion. We're doing all the different Omnis. They're always trying to look at something fun and different to do at all the different seasons. This time was for Christmas. And last year we were doing some different things with rum chata and eggnog. That's actually back on our menu because it's so fantastic.
That's awesome.
So, we're doing this year, and every season they're coming up with something new and different for us to do.
Now, this 12 drinks of Christmas that has effectively begun and is going to work its way up to the magic day, is that here at Legends, up at Bob's property wide?
Just here at Legends.
Just here at Legends.
Yep.
Okay.
Just here at Legends.
So you actually brought out some cocktails.
We did.
From this menu?
A couple of those.
We're going to be taking pictures of all of these, but where do we begin? Are we going to go right into the partridge and the pear tree?
I got kind of in the middle here. We've got the eight maids of milking right here.
Okay, eight maids of milking. What's in this cocktail?
So this one's kind of cool. This one actually, believe it or not, has a little thing called cereal milk.
Cereal milk.
Cereal milk. And you might be wondering what in the world cereal milk is. Well, that's when you take Cinnamon Toast Crunch and kind of let it steep in some milk for about 5 or 10 minutes. Strain out the bits of the cereal, and you've got cereal milk.
There it is.
And that is in that cocktail, sir.
I'm making that as soon as we get home.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. All right. So my camera's freaking out. So, Danny, I'm going to ask you to take pictures of these cocktails. Did you get a picture of the eight maids of milking? And then we got over here. We're going to taste our way through, but I want you to describe the rest of your job.
The second one there is the 5 golden rings. 5 golden rings got a little bit of Woodford Reserve in it.
Mm. Of course, if Jeff White is on the show, there's going to be bourbon brought in at some point.
There's going to be bourbon somewhere. And that's one of the reasons I chose that one. It's got a little ginger syrup in it and a little apple cider.
Beautiful.
This is kind of more awesome. The fall kind of winter cocktail, yeah. Right?
5 golden rings. It is a beautiful cocktail, lovely lemon garnish. And then what do you got over here?
The last one there is our 3 French hens. So that one's pretty neat. That's actually got Grey Goose, a little Saint Germain elderflower liqueur, and some Cointreau orange liqueur. So basically, the 3 French hens are the 3 French liqueurs.
Beautiful.
Very nice.
You see that?
Right?
I mean, it's like almost
all
like you
in.
Yourself put these there together with the creativity and the imagination that comes off the desk every day here of Jeff White. Where do you even begin, Danny Perez?
I think you hit all sides of the weather. If it was a little earlier in the day, I may take the rings for a spin and maybe add a little bit of that orange drink to it. You have options.
Can't go wrong.
Again, come down to Legends Bar and Grill. 12 drinks of Christmas. It has begun. You can start with 12 drummers drumming. Work your way all the way up to Partridge in a Pear Tree. We're going to be tasting through this landscape of libations, but we do need to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Jeff White is going to hang out with us to talk a little bit about what he and Chef Jonathan Stutzman are doing to celebrate the cuisine and the wine and the culture of Rioja, Spain. You're listening to On the Menu live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the patio al fresco on November 25th, where it's 80 degrees. Legends Bar and Grill at the Omni Tucson National Resort. Hanging out with my good friend, sales consultant with Shamrock Foods, and two-time, I never get sick of saying this, two-time Iron Chef
of Tucson, Danny Perez. I appreciate every time you say it, I really do.
I tell you what, well, you know what? If I could bring these cocktails out every time I have you on the show, I mean, we both win, right?
It feels like every time I'm here, you end up with 6 or 7 cocktails in front of you. So
that's right. You're welcome back anytime. With our supreme host, the general manager out here at the Omni Tucson National Resort, Jeff White. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us and for hosting our broadcast today. I got to tell you, now, I would think that after I want there to be like a punch card. Is there, if I work my way through the 12 days of Christmas, right? I mean, what is there, like a shirt, or you put my picture on the wall or something like that? But I would think after a few of these cocktails, this is a great place to just kind of hang out and stay.
Yeah.
And is this part of this kind of Sip, Stay, and Save program that you have going on out
here? It is. So Sip, Stay, and Save is one of our promotions. So you if you book that promotion through our website, part of this is you get to choose one of these cocktails as on your room night.
Right.
So you check into the hotel, you get this gorgeous room overlooking the golf course, right, looking at the mountains, and then you get a couple of coupons to come on down to Legends and cash them in for one of those cocktails.
Jeez. Again, just time and time again, innovation, imagination, and doing that against the backdrop of a common love of spirit here at the Omni. So the cocktails we tasted through the portfolio.
And
at
Matt,
least three
a couple of those
days.
Are actually can be made non-alcoholic as well.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, bring the kids, you know, have a cocktail. Have a mocktail if you don't drink. If you don't drink,
that's
you're not
great,
listening to this show.
Great
but
thing.
It's good that there are options here because
there
that's what Omni is all about. Well, you exercised an option when you hired our next guest because you know there are chefs in town that have life journeys, that have life stories, that have so much. You know, you talked about Omni being a food and beverage forward property, and there is a guy here at the heart of that journey because he loves food and he loves. More than he loves food, he loves sharing his story and his food with his guests. And people come to the Omni from all over the world to experience the legendary story of what Southern Arizona looks like and what it smells like and what it feels like and what it tastes like. And the gentleman behind the flavors here and the fragrances here at the Omni Tucson National Resort is, again, no stranger to this audience. I want everybody to give a Southern Arizona On the Menu Live welcome to the executive chef at the Omni Tucson National Resort, the Honorable Jonathan Stutzman is here.
Thank you, man. It's a pleasure
What's
to be back.
What's going on? Now, I love doing this show in November because I'm always wondering where your beard is going to be. Because I've seen you at like a gentle stubble. You know, like a suggestive stubble, right? I've seen you at full-on, you know, craft brewer, flannel shirt beard, you know, down to the... So, but you've gone, you know, fairly, you know, you're coiffed today, kind of neat to cut. You know, looked on the beard today. Looking good.
Thank you. Well, you know, my beard's as good as my food, so we just leave it go and we're good.
So here we are at Legends. We're so excited because, you know, every time I've done this show over the last several years, we've been up at Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Yep, this is a first.
We're going to be talking a little bit more about Bob's a little later on in the show, but Legends Bar and Grill, I think Arizona Foothills Magazine not too long ago called it the best 19th hole in the entire state of Arizona. When you think
correct.
About how many 19th holes there are, that's no small feat, Chef.
Oh, yeah, it's that's just awesome. Beautiful. I mean, not even just the view. I mean, overlooking the golf course, we got the fireplace, the lights above, but the food, it doesn't let down. Yeah.
Right. And we're going to be talking about kind of how you're transporting your guests' palates to Rioja, Spain. My lovely wife and I just got back from a couple of weeks doing a food and beverage tour of France and Spain. I know, Jeff, you spent some time in Spain. I fell in love with the culture.
The food, the culture,
cuisine,
the people, everything.
The
yeah.
wine. So we're going to be talking about what that looks like here at Legends. But you've actually been doing a little playfulness on the Legends menu recently. You got some new menu items out here.
We do. We always kind of spice it up a little bit and turn it around, and we want the guests to experience something, and that's what the great thing about the Rioja menu and the new Legends here going on, because you know, eating is an experience, and we drive so much on whether it brings back a memory or we create a new memory for you. So many things that you love and enjoy, and it's expressed through your food. And we want you guys to enjoy that experience every time you come in to dine with us.
Now, talking about bringing back a memory, one of my favorite memories of your very first time on this show, and I want all my listeners to know, I mean, your pedigree, your journey, you know, began, you know, years ago. You grew up on a farm
yep.
In the Midwest, you know, and your family told you about, you know, what harvest and slaughter and all that really is and the stories that those play. But you actually spent some time down the Big Easy training at the side of Emeril Lagasse, right?
I did. I was fortunate enough to spend some years in New Orleans. One of the greatest food cities I think there is, very underrated. Learned a lot, you know, spent some time at Delmonico's, and it really elevated my standards to what I was brought up in, to what I learned, and now I bring over here to Omni.
I love it. You know, when people say, oh, you're going to be out at Legends, that's the sports bar out at the Omni. And I think in our minds, we have this idea of what a sports bar is.
Right.
Right? Okay. And I'm looking for the plastic wicker basket with the mozzarella cheese sticks where the cheese has somehow disappeared in the fryer, but that's okay because you're going to get the breading anyway, and that's a sports bar.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the red plastic basket?
Oh, you're not going to find that here. I mean, we understand we really want to cater to everyone, but we take something that's, you know, your traditional nacho here, and we make sure that it's just done with the utmost technique, and we put some love and appreciation into the food, and we respect what we're working with, and that really helps everyone enjoy it. You know, one of the great things there, it's a great nacho, but it's layered nicely, and you've got pork rinds on the top, man. Some nice crisp chicharrones on there. It's so nice.
We're going to do a little tasting through some of these items. But Danny Perez, I mean, when you're thinking about nachos at a sports bar, last sports bar I went to.
You know, one of the things that I want to tell you about Chef is that ever since I met him, and this is years ago, whether it's through events in town or whatever, he's humble. And the food looks amazing. Every single dish looks perfectly plated, and he's always been a very nice guy through every event we've ever done. So congrats on everything you're doing, Chef. The food looks amazing. Layers of nacho with chicharrones.
Hallmark words from the time Iron Chef of Tucson. What are you throwing your hat in the ring, man? I mean, Iron Chef. You got the goods, dude. Come on now.
You know what was so much fun? We've had a couple of our chefs win the competition in the past.
Yeah, there must be something in the water out here.
It is. It's a lot of fun being on the coaching side of that. To whenever they get to go in there and you really see, you know, the chefs that you're training and working with, you know, succeed. It's a very gratifying feeling. It's a very proud moment. So I really enjoy that side of it more.
You're exactly right. Everything you just said about Jonathan Sesman.
He
is that.
Yeah.
And that's, again, when you're thinking about this 19-hole environment, the place, you know, come off the course, you know, just hang out, have a just a killer cocktail, have a memorable moment with food. And when was the last time you went to a sports bar and had a memorable moment with food? This is what it's all about here. So, again, we're going to taste through this here, but Rioja, Spain. You guys have decided that. Look at my wife; she's all a quiver. All I said was Spain,
Rioja,
and she's like all a flutter. But I have that impact on her most days. Blame it on Spain, but it's really me, Chef. I mean, she can't contain herself. Hands off! The show's almost done. No, I'm kidding. You guys are doing something out here at Legends Bar and Grill called the Flavors of the World. And you decided, guys, when you're thinking about harnessing the culture and the cuisine and the wine of a region. What is it about Rioja, Spain that got you guys all excited?
Well, Rioja is such a unique area, and the food is unique to that region. It's so fresh, too. You know, a lot of the times it's very hard to find an incomplete culture that's surrounded by everything so fresh and enjoying food. And they really are all about the food. You know, everywhere you go, it's you grab a bite of this, you grab a bite of that. And that's the other nice thing is it's all small, you know. We've got a couple items out here, you know, they call pinchos, right? When you were there, everything's on a little stick.
On a stick, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and it's so nice because it's so small, so you really get the taste of so many different items. Whereas traditionally you sit down and you have one meal, which has, you know, the meals based in that flavor. But it's truly an experience that you can walk up and down the streets and have so much. And you still got room for wine. And
look, Chef, I think it's going to give you guys an opportunity to really educate everybody on the true style of Rioja eating and dining, because with all those small bites, you can try everything.
And that,
you can really enjoy everything.
You know, that's the essence of the Flavors of the World program. Omni started doing this a number of years ago. And, you know, we don't just say, hey, we're going to do this region and these wines, right? They actually fly us out to what we're going to. So in May, they flew all of us F&B directors out to Spain. We got to spend 5 days in Rioja tasting through all the different wines, eating all the different food, meeting the people, and really submersing yourself into the culture. So, you know, you can get some of that out of a textbook, but to
yeah,
be
no,
there.
No, you can't. You have to see it.
It's amazing.
You have to breathe. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We did Chile a couple years ago. This year's Rioja. It's just. It's an amazing program. The food's fantastic. The wines are amazing. But the people, and be able to come back and tell the story.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's all about.
And so you've got this Flavors of the World. You've got this Rioja dinner that's happening right now.
Correct.
Through the end of the year.
Correct.
So now through December the 31st. And we're going to be talking about what New Year's Eve looks like here at Omni in a second. But on the wine side, I heard there are more than 500 wineries in the Rioja region. I mean, that's a tough order, Jeff White, to decide what you're going to be serving with Jonathan's Cuisine on this Rioja menu. I mean, how did you taste through all 500?
We tasted through pretty darn close. So prior to going out, we actually met in Dallas as a group, and we actually tasted through well over 300 different Rioja wines. The primary grape in Rioja is Tempranillo. So the majority of the wines there are going to be reds.
Oh, great.
But there's different styles of Tempranillo. You've got the Grand Reserve, which is the top. You've got the Reserva, and then of course you've got the Crianza. The Crianza is kind of that young, a little bit hotter, a little bit more peppery wine. But what people don't know about Spain is some of the whites. The whites are phenomenal. The primary grape is a white Tempranillo, but they also have a Viura grape. Viura is very very similar to like a Sauvignon Blanc in the fact that it's very citrusy. Wonderful wines. And just the food, everything, it just pairs so well together. The wines out there are great food wines.
Just beautiful. That's now, awesome. Jonathan, when Jeff came back from Spain, he's just jumping up and down. He's giddy. You know, he's like, okay, we're going to do this, and here's 500 wines we're going to do. I mean, what challenge does that present to you as the chef to say, okay, we can't do a 500-course meal out here? I mean, how did that all come together? Did the wine define what you were going to be doing at the center of the plate? Did you kind of have an imagination for how you wanted to capture Rioja on the cuisine side, and Jeff kind of played with the wines? How did that all come together?
Well, you know, when Jeff got back, first thing I said was, where's my wine?
And, you know, are you still waiting?
Yes. No. You know, the company really cares a lot, and it's a food-forward company, not just this hotel. So the chefs actually all got together, and we actually comprised through different menu items and had some training sessions. So, you know, the company's investing in us to really be able to put our best foot forward in our region. And that's really how we kind of dove in, and we come and we put our little twist on things so that it fits our Legends restaurant and whatnot, and then we have fun with it.
What excites you about kind of the food story from Rioja? I mean, as a chef, as highly decorated of a chef as you are, what's the most fascinating thing that you found when you're working with the Flavors of Spain?
Well, anytime you dive into something like this, you learn something culturally, and things are so different. What I appreciate most is the simplicity of the dishes. There's so many and so many different things to do, but everything is just bold flavors forward, and that's my style as well. You know, you get just basic flavors that are done well, so you can really appreciate the food. And, you know, you were talking earlier about how I, you know, came up in the business and where I came from, and that's what I have instilled in me, is that appreciation for what the food is. You know, you don't need a 50 million ingredients in a dish. You just need it done properly with the right technique, and you get the correct food that someone put the work in to, you know, cultivate or raise and bring it to a plate.
And we all win when you do that, because you guys have done all the heavy lifting. You guys have done, I mean, Jeff, you literally went to the region and tasted through. And so here we are benefiting from the work that you've done. How does this whole dinner work? So when you come into Legends, you're still going to be able to order off the standard regular, and there's nothing regular about it, let me assure you, but the actual menu. But if you want to do the Rioja for a night, is it a course kind of a situation, or can you just order
can you just say
whatever
I want
you want
of everything?
It depends on how you want to do it. So we've actually got a bunch of pinchos and tapas, which are the small plates or like we're saying on a toothpick. So if you want to just kind of go through a bunch of different appetizers, you can do that. Those are all paired with all the different wines that we have. We actually have 10 different wines from the region that we paired, whites, 5 reds. And then we have a full-blown dinner menu where it's actually coursed out. So you actually have some appetizers, which some are larger sizes of the pinchos and tapas. Some are full-blown appetizers. And then you dive right into the entrees and the dessert. So
see, Danny, that's what I would do. I would leave those decisions to the people that know more about that than I. So if there's a coursed option where I can kind of do the full package, I'm going to know that it's not just one meal from you know, column A and a wine with column B.
And I'm sure those are intentionally paired. You get to taste every little bite that Chef wants you to taste.
Absolutely. And there, I mean, again, you're going through this menu, and you're just seeing, you know, every flavor, every, as I said, fragrance, the nose, the bouquet is so much a part of not only the culinary, but also on the wine side. And you can come out here and do it, you know, several times and get us a different sense of the region.
Absolutely.
So you're not just limiting yourself, because, I mean, there are a lot of wines, as you said. Chef's plates that he's put together, there's a lot to taste. I'd almost feel like I'm left out if I didn't come three or four times between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There's so many options. I like Chef's approach on it being simple, bold flavor forward, you said. That's the great
Isn't that
way of
fun?
Putting it.
Isn't that fun?
Great way of putting it.
Flavors of the world, discover Riojas Bay. And in fact, I love the way what you've called that, because it is, it's almost like a new discovery with every plate.
Yeah.
A new discovery with every sip. Come and discover the bold flavors that Jonathan Stutzman was talking about out here at Legends Bar and Grill. Discover Rioja, going on from now until the end of the year. Taste your way through what Jonathan and Jeff have put together. And as I said, folks, we win because they've done the work, and all we have to do is just sit and enjoy the fruits of their labor. So thank you guys for doing something fun and creative. And at Legends, the fun and creativity never stops. And you've talked about some items. We should probably do a little tasting here, Chef.
That's my favorite part of the show.
All right. Well, what a coincidence. Mine too. Where are we going first?
We
have like a veritable cornucopia of dishes here. Where should we start?
Well, Danny's pointing at the shrimp cocktail, so we're going to have to dive in there.
At this point, Danny can't speak. He just points. He points and he grunts.
Yep.
So he's pointing at the shrimp cocktail. New on the menu here at Legends?
Yes, okay. Yes. And what we've done is we've really composed the dish out, and, you know, it's great shrimp. The cocktail sauce is unique because we actually put a little bit of like appletini into the cocktail sauce, so it's very acidic.
You did what?
Yeah. People think we're crazy, but when you try it, it works. You just have to trust me. And then the great part about that is your local flair into there. We've got great heirloom tomatoes from Wilcox. It's one of the things we try to do as much as we can is procure local products, whether it's a local goat's milk in our cheese sauce or the tomatoes from Wilcox, you know, melons from Yuma. We really try to incorporate, you know, Arizona into our dishes.
Okay, we've got 19 dishes to try, and Danny, you're going in for round two on that shrimp.
Those tomatoes are amazing.
Seriously. I mean, again, light. Bright flavors, mm-hmm. You know, and again, it's 82 degrees. This still has relevance. We're sitting out on the patio enjoying beautiful shrimp cocktail imagined in a way that no one else has by the gifted hands of Jonathan Stutzman. What else you got going on out here, man?
You got to go for the nachos with the chicharrones
yes,
on top, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, now, what's protocol, Chef? I don't want to compromise the integrity of the art that you put on this plate. You've layered it lovingly. I don't even know. I guess
sometimes you just got to go in, man.
I'm going in.
Just go for it.
I'm not missing any of that. Those chicharrones. I'm going. This is going to be like a crunch bomb here.
So while you're doing that, chef's sauce is pretty awesome. And it's not just a canned nacho cheese sauce, right? No. This is a goat's milk asadero cheese sauce. That's made here in-house.
Oh, my gosh.
Lovingly by these guys like 2-3 times a week, mm-hmm. And it's just an amazing sauce. So it's not, you know, when we first wanted to put nachos on the menu, he's like, I'm not putting nachos on the menu. I'm like, dude, you can do it, but do it different. Do it the way you would do it. And the next thing I know, he's got local goat's milk, asadero cheese, chilies, everything else going in this thing, and it's just amazing.
Jeff, I know
sauce.
The exact feeling that way he answered.
Yeah,
I know exactly how he felt when that question
exactly.
came.
Exactly. Legendary. Okay, so we're going to ask
you. How good is that?
It's amazing. If you take them off, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, no, there will be people picketing right there by the 18th hole. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Legends new menu items and then getting us caught up on what's happening up at Bob's Steak and Chop House. But the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting an Omni Tucson National Resort gift card so they can come in and get a little selfie with Jonathan and Jeff, have the wonderful experience here at Legends. What would be a fun question to ask our listeners today?
All right. So when you're here enjoying our little part of Riojas, Spain, when you get food on a stick, what is that called?
Oh, great. Okay. No, you're Nancy, my wife, is not eligible.
Sorry.
Okay. When you're in the Rioja region, mm-hmm. you actually get food on a stick.
Yep.
And we want to know what is the name of the food on a stick, that style. We want to know what
correct.
That is. If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, on themenulive@gmail.com. We're going to pick randomly one of our correct guesses and treat them to a memorable moment out here at Omni Tucson National Resort. We're going to take a very quick commercial break and thank some more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to go deep diving into the heart of beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
Well, here I am at Boca Tacos and Tequila in their new location on 4th Avenue, and I just ran into Chef Maria Maison. What's up, Chef?
Hola, Mateo. So what do you think? Do you like my new restaurant?
Are you kidding me? It's perfect. Such a great setting for a culinary and cocktail kickback in a totally casual atmosphere. And check it out. I'm surrounded by two of my favorite things, tacos and tequilas, on this great patio.
Oh, lucky you. And you know these are real tacos, made with real food and premium spirits, craft beer, wine to keep the fiesta going.
But what do you mean by real food?
It's all about the elegance, Matt, with gourmet flavors in more than 20 varieties of real Sonoran tacos, with premium proteins, fresh produce, and I promise you will not find sour cream and bright yellow cheese anywhere.
And seven salsas made fresh every single day, from mild and chill to blow your mind hot, right?
You got it, dude, but enough talking. You look ready for a shot.
I'm in.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at bocatacos.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Danny Perez broadcasting live from Legends, a bar and grill at the Omni Tucson National Resort with our good friends, general manager here, Jeff White, and executive. I feel like I always get lucky
when I come on the show with you, Matt, because the spread, the drinks, the environment, the company, fantastic.
It's just all on point every single time. We were talking to Jonathan Stutzman a little earlier, and when you're thinking about sports bar, again, one of the things that just doesn't fit in my mind is a beautiful dessert. And you guys are doing some killer desserts here as well.
We are. I mean, look at the time right now. Look at what we're doing. We're sitting out here enjoying this beautiful weather, which is really weird for this time of year. But we've got great desserts, and it's cool because they're all made in-house, you know. And every one of the guys that works here and works hard for us is a pastry chef. And it doesn't fall short. We've got a goat cheese panna cotta here. We've got flourless chocolate tort over there. And an old school strawberry shortcake. I mean, and
oh, look at you!
Oh, a little milk on there.
Are you pouring milk over the strawberry shortcake?
I am, because I grew up like that. So that's a memory,
that's
and now I
want
to share that
exactly
with everyone around here. It's just so beautiful.
Danny Perez, this is a sports bar, they say. We're talking about goat cheese panna cotta, for crying out loud.
I could go for probably the you said goat cheese panna cotta.
Yeah. I'm going to get it over to you in a minute. Yeah, I mean, wait a minute.
Notice my eyes locked.
Buy your own show. This is my food. Anyway, again, we're talking about discovering Rioja, Spain. They're doing a wonderful celebration of the cocktail, of the wine and the culture and the cuisine of Rioja, Spain, right here at Legends Bar and Grill, happening now through the end of the year. Come and feast on this regional expression, Jonathan Stutzman said. It's an expression. It's a story that he loves to tell. Come on out here and do it several times to take through the region, because as Jonathan said, there's different parts of that region that bring in different flavors, and he's harnessed them all for us. So check it out and do not miss this
foodie,
this event.
If you're ready to take bold flavors forward in your palate,
yeah,
you have to show up.
I totally dig it. Okay, well, speaking of food forward, we love Bob's Steak and Chop House, Chef Jonathan Stutzman. Every time we've done this show, we have been seated right in your playground, as it were. Well, get us caught up on what's happening at Bob's. I mean, there's always something fun happening up there.
You know what's happening in Bob's? It's beef.
Bob's. And may God bless you and the Stutzman household.
Yeah, lots of great stuff happening. We know we're going to roll out a new happy hour menu upstairs, so not just about the beef. You get, a beautiful atmosphere, great wines, great drinks, great bar menu. You know, then you can just step on inside and enjoy a 28-ounce porterhouse.
Yes, and I have.
Yes, you have.
And one of the biggest and baddest martinis I've ever had, because as we say, everything at Bob's is big. And yep. I mean, I almost feel like I have to walk very gingerly back from the bar to my table so I don't just miss a sip of that glorious cocktail. But you're also doing some fun stuff New Year's Eve, right?
New Year's Eve, we always bring in something unique. You know, recently we've brought in, whether it's King Crab Legs, and we do Jameson Farm Lamb. So we really try to procure, like, the best product we can find. You know, that's not just Omni, that's Bob's, that's everything in one. This is just a complete, you know, environment where it's all food forward.
And one of the things, New Year's is going to sell out. I mean, that's just one of the things that you do not want Jonathan Stutzman or Jeff White to say, no, we are sold out. Get your reservations in now, folks. You will not believe how quickly this is going to sell out. What's the best way people can make reservations for New Year's Eve here at Bob's?
Just call right up there, 877-2377.
All right, that's easy enough.
Easy enough.
Okay, so when you're not in Spain, Jeff White, you've been tooling around Napa and Sonoma,
yes,
kind of having some fun with how California is producing on the wine side of things. And there you go again. You guys are getting together, and you've got like a Napa-Sonoma wine dinner coming up.
We are. I was blessed to be able to go up to Napa and Sonoma this summer before the fires and have a phenomenal time just visiting some of the best wineries up there. So we decided to be kind of fun to do a wine dinner around that. I visited 9 wineries. We're actually going to feature 7 of those wineries on this menu. It's going to be a 7-course, basically a tasting menu, because you can't do full-blown portions on a 7-course. We'll be wheeling people out in wheelbarrows.
Yeah.
So a 7-course menu with a different wine from each one. We're featuring some stuff from Odette. We've got Martinelli. We've got Occidental. Just some fantastic wines. Frog's Leap. It's just going to be an amazing dinner.
And I think I even saw Truchard there as well.
Truchard is going to be on there.
One of our favorites.
In fact, I've got some specialty stuff coming in from Truchard, so it's not just the regular Chardonnay Pinot. It's some of those things that you really can't get, but I'm not going to divulge quite yet. It's going to either be one of the two secret ones that Truchard really sells out pretty fast.
You really do love me, don't you, Jeff?
I do.
You do. Did I tell you what happened the last time my wife had a 7-course, 7-wine dinner
event?
Anyway.
I think I heard something about a puppy.
Yes. So in other words, we'll be there because I'm sure that she'll want to have another puppy. Anyway, send me a note. I'll fill in all the blanks. But what's the date of this? Okay, 7 courses, 7 wines happening, the best of Napa and Sonoma, hand-picked by Jeff White himself, handcrafted the courses that Jonathan Stutz has put together. They sing. They symphonize together. What's the date of the event?
We're doing it on December the 11th. It'll be on Monday evening. We're shutting down Bob's just for the event, starting at 5 o'clock, going till whenever we get done.
Yeah, or until whenever I leave. Yeah. Right. Okay, December the 11th at Bob's Steak and Chop House, mm-hmm. on Napa and Sonoma, 7-course pairing with wines.
With wines.
And I'm thinking this is a $150, $175 a ticket. What are you doing?
No, sir. We're doing it for $95 per person.
Under very $100.
Cool. Under $100.
Does that include the wines?
That includes the wines, sir.
Danny Perez.
Yeah.
Everybody's just their mouths are agape. They don't understand I can do that.
You're gonna need to do another one.
It's not about making the money. It's making the relationships. It's making the memories. And we want to share the memories that we just had up in Napa and Sonoma with everybody. It's a good time.
Very
it's a
cool.
good time.
That's just
great
beautiful.
Time of the year, for
Jonathan Stutzman. Getting together and imagining what the world can look like when you're playing with the wonderful flavors of Napa and Sonoma from the wine side. I had a peek at this menu. Unfortunately, we don't have time to walk through the menu, but trust me, it's all about, as you say, making memories and doing it in a way that captures the spirit of the season. And that's why we're going to be here on December 11th. Anyway, Jeff White from the Omni Tucson National Resort and our very good friend Jonathan Stutzman, executive chef here on property. This is busy season for you guys. I am so grateful that you have taken time out of your very busy schedules to deliver us these loving libations and to plate up some great new dishes here at Legends Bar and Grill. So thank you both so much for hosting us. It is going to be a wonderful season. I've had 3 of the 12 cocktails. I have, 12 minus 3. I have 9 left to go. So I'm not going anywhere. Danny Perez, always fun hanging out with you.
Thank you for having me as always.
My love to your growing family. And you have so much to be proud of. Blessings abound in the Perez house. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bud.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Danny Perez reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5,
it's
it is
on the menu.